This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب، ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه، إن الله بالغ أمره، قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع الحسنة السيئة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء اكرام، respected brothers and elders, today life has become so challenging that we have become immune to hearing tragedies, calamities, catastrophe, that it can be safely said that, like the other day someone asked me for some good news. So I told him the best news is, if you haven't heard bad news, that is good news. That is how life has become. And one of the prophecies of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam stare at us, where the Nabi of Allah said, a time will come, the challenges of this world will take its toll upon man. While man thought he will technologically advance and he will have so many amenities at his disposal and life will become simplified, yet life is becoming so frustrating. Frustrating from every level, that the Nabi of Allah said, a man will come to the grave not to pay his respects to his deceased brother, but rather to tell his brother, Ya laytani kuntu makana sahib hadha al-qabr. Oh my brother, you gone, you better off. I wish I was there and you were here. The Nabi of Allah said, such a time will come, like the poet says, أَلَا مَوْتٌ يُبَاعُ فَأَشْتَرِيهِ فَهَذَا الْعَيْشُ مَا لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. Can you tell me where they are selling death? I want to buy it. I'm tired of this world. Brothers, the ayat-i kareema that I have recited, Allah Ta'ala in the most comprehensive ways provides us with the solution of every problem. Regardless of the nature of the problem, regardless of the nature of the catastrophe, Allah Ta'ala in this ayat gives the answer and the solution to every problem. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commentating on this ayat said, Wallahi, لو أخذ الناس بها إني لا أعلم آية. I know one ayah in the Quran. If people have to grab onto this ayah, I swear by Allah this ayah will suffice them. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who fears Allah, Allah will make an opening for him from every difficulty, from every challenge, from every hardship. Allah will, when the night will darken, and apparently there will be no light on the other side of the tunnel, and every type of calamity will take its toll upon you. This ayat says, the one that fears Allah, Allah will open an avenue for you. And that's not all. وَيَرَزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will provide for you from avenues which you could least perceive and comprehend. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this ayat, repeated it to his sahaba. Now what is taqwa? The Quran says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, the one that fears Allah. What is taqwa? خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا فَهُوَ التُّقَى. Abandon all forms of sins, whether minor or major. وَاسْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْكِ يَحْذَرُ مَا يَرَى. And live in this world like a man walking in a thorny jungle. Person walking was surrounded with thorns. If there's pieces of glass, we tell the children, don't come here, you're going to get hurt. You'll cut yourself. The poet says, live in this world like you are surrounded with thorns. Can I walk here? Can I tiptoe you? Can I speak here or not? لا تحقرن صغيرة. Do not consider any sin as minor. إن الجبال من الحصى. It is the combination of pebbles that make a mountain. What does Allah say when this level of taqwa? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ. Wallahi, if you only had that consciousness of Allah which I have, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. You would cry more and laugh less. وَمَا تَلَذَّذْتُمْ بِالنِّسَاءِ عَلَى الْفُرُشَاتِ. And you would not derive pleasure in seclusion with your spouses. Brothers, one day while reading this hadith, Allah put a thought in my mind. Today, because of the absence of that level of fear, Allah forgive, you and I still derive pleasure with strange women in seclusion, never mind our own spouses. Where the Nabi of Allah said that if you had to be so conscious of Allah, if you had to be so conscious of Allah, you wouldn't have derived pleasure in seclusion with your own spouses. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, Al-mu'minu jama'a ihsanan wa shafqatan. A believer is one who combines within himself the obedience of Allah and the fear of Allah. وَالْمُنَافِقُ جَمَعَ إِسَاءَةً وَأَمْنًا. And an evil, hypocrite, nasty person is one who disobeys Allah, yet is complacent about his outcome, yet feels himself secured against the torment of Allah. So when a person will have taqwa, what will Allah give him? يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will give him an opening. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself commentating on this ayat, right? Addressing his sahaba says, مِنْ شُبَهَاتِ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْ غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَمِنْ شَدَائِدِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will safeguard him against the anxieties and the depression of this world. Allah will safeguard him against the pains of death. And Allah will ultimately save him against the severe horror of the day of Qiyamah. Perhaps the three most critical places in the life of every human. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that if you will develop taqwa, the consciousness of Allah, the awareness of Allah, then Allah will safeguard you. Furthermore, Allah says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will provide for you from avenues which is inconceivable. One sahabi comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, my son has been captured by the mushrikeen, by the polytheists, and at the same time, I'm going through some financial problems at home. There isn't sufficient food. My son is captured. I'm going through crisis in my life. So the Nabi of Allah says, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. Fear Allah, wasbir, and make sabr. As far as the hunger that you are going through, ma amsa li ali Muhammad muddun. Let me tell you, hunger is not only today in my house, it's a common feature in the house of your Nabi. So you are hungry today, let it be known to you, your Nabi is hungry every day. And as far as your son's condition, go back home and tell your wife to make taqwa and recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim abundantly. Allah will make some avenue. Allah says makhraj. Makhraj literally means an exit. You know, you might wonder, how can something open up? Here the Sahabi's son is captured. Anyway, he comes home, he tells his wife, look here, I presented my case before the Nabi of Allah. He said, we both must recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah abundantly, and we must make sabr. So the wife said, ni'ma ma umirna bihi. Wonderful is the advices you have come back with. And they both started reciting this dua. It was barely a few minutes that had passed when someone knocks the door. To the other's surprise, when the father opens the door, he finds his son standing there with 100 camels. Immediately Allah reveals the verse, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. The one who puts his trust on Allah, Allah will become sufficient for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِ. Allah then reiterates the same thing. Verily Allah accomplishes his goal. Verily Allah reaches his goal. So brothers, the answer out of every problem, as we learn from this ayat of the Quran, is taqwa. Now taqwa has to translate itself in every aspect of our life. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reciting this ayah, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. In the 18th juz of the Quran, those people who brought iman on Allah, those who fear Allah, there are two types of fear that Allah speaks in the Quran. One is khashiyat and one is khawf. One is fear motivated by love, and one is fear because the thing itself is frightening. Allah has not asked us to fear Him because Allah is frightening. But Allah has asked us to fear Allah motivated by the love of Allah. So when we are teaching our children also to fear Allah, fear coupled with the kindness of Allah, with the mercy of Allah, like an obedient child will fear his father because of the many favors of his father. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. يَخْشَوْنَ means those that fear Allah out of the love of Allah. So Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, this that Allah is saying, these people fear Allah, is it those that commit zina, those that commit fraud, those that abuse their sight? Nabi sallallahu alayhi said, no, Aisha, these are those that obey Allah, yet fear Allah. The commentary of Hasan Basri is then mentioned in the tafsir. He says, Wallah, I have seen such people. Allahu Akbar, listen to this, brothers. I have seen such people who after obeying Allah, fear Allah more than you fear Allah after disobeying Allah. In other words, after performing Fajr, that man walked out of the masjid with fear, has my namaz been accepted or not? More than how much fear you got up with after not performing Fajr namaz. He says, we have seen such people who feared Allah more after obeying Him. And this is the quality of a believer. So taqwa has to translate, يَا بْنَ آدَمْ لَا تَخَافَنَّ مِنْ ذِي سُلْطَانٍ مَا دَامَ سُلْطَانِي بَاقِيَا. Oh my servant, don't fear any king as long as I'm the king and I rule forever. يَا بْنَ آدَمْ لَا تَخَافَنَّ مِنْ ذِيقِ الرِّزْقِ مَا دَامَ الْخَزَائِنِ مَلْآنَ وَخَزَائِنِ لَا تَنْفَدْ أَبَدًا. Oh my servant, don't fear shortage of sustenance as long as my treasures are there and the provisions of my treasures will never be exhausted. Taqwa has to translate into certain amal. Once the Nabi of Allah sat in with his Sahaba, he then delivered a talk. And they were motivated and they all were melted into tears. One Sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ashku ilayka qaswata qalbi. I feel so hurt that I could not cry. And this is what I want to focus on. Brothers, Allah forgive because of sinning. Today our hearts have become so hard that you can see tragedies yet it doesn't make a man cry. Wallah, more sad than the tragedy is. The irony of the whole thing is such a tragedy has come in your life, yet it cannot conscientize you about Allah. Yet it cannot make you cry. There are some people whose hearts have hardened so much. Like the Quran says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِّن بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةَ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةَ. What excessive sins your hearts have become so hard, they have become like rocks. Nay, they worse than the rocks. Then Allah says, there are some rocks. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةَ لَمَا يَشَّقَّقْ. They split asunder and rivers gush forth. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. While you take note and cognizance of the sign, beware of falling rocks. My Allah says, they fall out of my fear. Allah says, even rocks split out of the fear of Allah. There are certain hearts, Allah says, they become harder than a rock also. So he says, O Nabi of Allah, you gave such a wonderful talk. Everybody was motivated, but I couldn't cry. In the time of Sahaba, the one that couldn't cry was odd. Just as today, the one that cries is odd in our gatherings. What has happened to this man? Why is he crying? Why? Because crying is not common. This is one of the signs of a believer. Salih Muzani rahmatullahi alayhi says, I seen the Nabi of Allah in a dream. And he told me, read Quran. I recited the entire Quran. He told me, Ya Salih, hadhihi al-qira'a fa'ayna al-buka. Oh Salih, don't you know the recitation of Quran and tears go side by side. You have read the Quran, where are tears? Brothers, when last did we cry out of the fear of Allah? Amongst those seven people whom Allah will give shade under His throne, رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا, is that man who sits in seclusion, in solitude, and then revives the past of his life. And then he starts sobbing, Allah, what have I done with my life? Allah, what have I done? I swear by Allah, may Allah favor everyone with those moments, brothers. Say Ameen. أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ أَلَذُّ مِنْ أَهْلِ اللَّهْوِ فِي لَهْوِهِمْ. The moments when you sit in seclusion and you cry over your past and you lament your past and you throw your heart out before your Allah. Allah, what will happen to me? The joy of those moments are better than those spending their nights in clubs and in the laps of women. أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ. But that is a spiritual ecstasy. So, O Nabi of Allah, I couldn't cry and I feel hurt that such a talk was given, but I couldn't cry. What is wrong with my heart that I can't cry? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, جُمُودُ الْعَيْنِ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ وَقَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ وَكَثْرَةُ الذُّنُوبِ مِنْ نِسْيَانِ الْمَوْتِ. Oh my sahabi, the lack of tears is because of hard-heartedness. One sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulallah, أَشْكُو إِلَيْكَ قَسْوَةَ قَلْبِ. Oh Nabi of Allah, my heart is gone very hard. I'm not getting motivated enough. I listen to talks, but I can't cry. The Nabi of Allah told him, امسح رأس اليتيم وأطعم المسكين. Start sitting with the orphans more common and start feeding the poor. Allah will soften your heart. I gave this talk many years ago one place. One brother came to me crying. He says, Maulana, how true are the words of Nabi alayhi salam? I used to do this here. I know. I could sit, I could attend a janazah and a tear won't come out of my eye. I could see a man dying and I wouldn't cry. After that, Allah gave me to the tawfiq. I got involved in some social work, interaction with the poor, with the less fortunate, with the destitute, with the orphans. Allah has softened my heart so much. Before someone starts speaking of Quran, I start crying. The Nabi of Allah said, bring the orphan close to you. خَيْرُ بَيْتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بَيْتٌ يَتِيمٌ فِيهِ يُحْسَنُ إِلَيْهِ. There cannot be a better house in the eyes of Allah than that house in which daily one yatim comes and eats. So, O Nabi of Allah, my heart is hard. I'm not crying enough. The Nabi of Allah says, lack of tears is because of hard-heartedness. وَقَصْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ. And hard-heartedness is because of excessive sinning. Brothers, every sin is distancing you from Allah, is making the chance of your repentance even more bleak, is jeopardizing your entry into Jannah, is making you immune to Allah's disobedience. What will be your condition if you keep on living this life? وَكَثْرَةُ الذُّنُوبِ مِنْ نِسْيَانِ الْمَوْتِ An excessive sinning is because of negligence of death. وَنِسْيَانُ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ طُولِ الْأَمَلِ And unmindfulness of death is when you become ambitious in this world. And you only become ambitious in this world when you embrace this world, which is the mother of all evils. Brothers, it comes in the riwayat. One day Jibreel alayhi salam met with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he described Jahannam and the consequences of those that will enter into Jahannam, Allah forbid, and save us all. And as describing the first level, the second level, he came to the seventh level, and Jibreel Amin just paused and he was silent. So Nabi alayhi salam told him, what about that highest level, the top door of Jahannam? It has seven doors. Who will enter? Man sukkanu hadha al-bab al-sabi. So Jibreel alayhi salam cried and he said, Ahlul kabair min ummatika alladhina matu walam yatubu. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that door is designated and reserved for those followers of yours who lived the life of sin and died without abandoning it. It comes in a rewind, for 3 days the Nabi of Allah cried consecutively. Then Fatima comes home and he says, O Nabi of Allah, what has really transpired? The Nabi of Allah then elaborates. And he says, Amma al-rijal fa bil-luha, what must I tell you, Fatima? The men will be dragged by their beards towards Jahannam. The women will be dragged by their hair and they will be screaming, what embarrassment, what disgrace. The youth will be dragged and they will say, wa shababa. How have we wasted our youth that this is the condition? But I come to the climax of this hadith, hatta idha waqafu bihim ala shafiri jahannam. Finally, these people from this ummah, Allah save us all, will be brought to the edge of jahannam. They will be standing here, Malik, who is in charge of jahannam, takadu tamayyazu min al-ghayd, the blazing fire staring at them. They will tell Malik, who is in charge of jahannam, can we take out our last bit of regret here? يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي study the Quran. Allah will tell you how many times man will say, I wish I did this, I wish I did this. I had rather spend my life in this, I had rather spend my life in this. So they will ask Malik, can we cry? Malik will say, by all means, go ahead and cry. It comes in a riwayat, this ummah will then cry. They will literally cry tears of blood. Malik will make one statement. مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا الْبُكَى لَوْ كَانَ فِي الدُّنْيَا What beautiful tears, only if you could shed it in this world out of the fear of Allah. What beautiful tears, they are like pearls, they are like pearls. إِذَا بَكَى الْعَبْدُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ لَرَحِمَ اللَّهُ تِلْكَ الْأُمَّ بِبُكَاءِ ذَلِكَ الْعَبْدُ When a servant cries out of the fear of Allah, Allah takes pity on that nation because of the crying of that servant. Brothers, crying out of the fear of Allah is the symbol of a believer. The Nabi of Allah is sitting, Ubay ibn Ka'b is reciting Quran. And then he is reciting and he comes to this place. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا O Muhammad SAW, what will happen when we will present you before Allah? And your followers will come. And then you will have to give evidence against them. Nabi alayhi salam says, just wait for a moment, Ubay. And then Ubay radiallahu anhu says, I look up and I see it was the tears for the remaining part of the night. Imam Abu Hanifa, Sayyidul Fuqaha, Ra'isul Mujtahideen, is reciting this ayat. We read it daily in Yasin. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ He cries from Isha till Fajr, when Allah will announce that in this world things were camouflaged and disguised. The religious with the irreligious, the pious with the evil, the true with the false, everything just got blended and life was carrying on. Yeah, an announcer will announce, will the evil transgressors come one side? He got a shiver, he says, what if Allah says I am amongst those people? Brothers, Allah forgive, the Nabi of Allah's son is lying and he starts crying. Abdurrahman says, O Nabi of Allah, what is crying? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, crying is the mercy of Allah. Crying is the quality of the believer. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is sitting and a janazah passes, he stands up and he starts crying. Someone says, O Nabi of Allah, but that is the death of a Yahudi, that is not a Muslim. But the Nabi of Allah says, it's death, doesn't it remind you of Allah? It's something like dying. Wallah, you will see horses going by and it won't cause anything to your heart. What has happened to this heart? Crying out of the fear of Allah in moments of solitude. رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَادَتْ عَيْنَا One day Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was sleeping. At the time of Fajr, someone comes and taps him and tells him, Oh Muawiyah, stand up. How valuable these tears are in the eyes of Allah. Allah forgive, a man will suffer some material harm and he will cry. One day one youngster came to my house. He had some problem with his wife. And his wife left him and she went away. He came to my house. Allah be my witness, I'm saying this in the house of Allah. He cried in such a way. I haven't seen anyone crying like that over a janazah.
I was sad that this man's talent, these very tears, if it had to go all over his guna, what won't Allah do with this youngster? How Allah will elevate his stages but crying after one woman who is not bothered about him? Material harm will come and a man will sob, and every order of Allah is broken in his life. Never ever did he cry. Never in moments of seclusion did he think, Ya Allah, what is my future ahead? What is to happen with me, my grave, my family? Does this thought ever cross your heart and mind? So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is sleeping, someone taps him, he gets up, he says, who are you? He says, stand up, O Muawiyah, it is the time of Fajr. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, I will go, but first tell me, who are you? He says, I am the devil. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu asks in astonishment, what makes you come and awaken me when you are the devil? He says, I was afraid that you will miss your Fajr Salah. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, more astounded and astonished, that is your very object and your goal, that people must miss Fajr Salah. Why have you taken the trouble to awaken me? So the devil said that, no, you know, I was an angel, so I have some of the qualities of the pious. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, O evil, wretched devil, go and deceive someone else. Tell me, why did you come? He says, O Muawiyah, I feared that if you will sleep beyond Fajr Namaz, you will get up with such regret, and you will cry in such a way that every tear of regret of disobeying Allah will be more valuable than 200 rakats of Nafal Salah. I thought, I need to trap you in some wrong. I said, if you will miss your Fajr, you will regret it so much that in the end you will come closer to Allah with your repentance. I felt it was better for me to revive you so that you can perform your Fajr Salah. Nabi alayhi salam says, ittaqillah, fear Allah wherever you are. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ. And after committing a wrong, brothers, at times we succumb to our evils in environments. Nabi alayhi salam says, follow it up with a good deed. After every sin that you've committed, at least follow it up with some good deed. إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. When your good deeds bring joy to you, and your disobedience to Allah brings sadness to you, when will that day happen when you walk home and your wife, from the symptoms of your face, can say you are not okay, and you tell her today, you know what, my wife, Allah must forgive me, I misuse my sight too much. Yes, she knows when you walked home, you are not happy, perhaps you haven't done your target, people haven't paid you, you haven't met your commitments. When will that day come when the symptoms of your face will manifest sadness because you have disobeyed Allah, and the gesture of your face will indicate joy because you have obeyed Allah? Nabi alayhi salam says, after disobeying Allah, immediately do some good action so that it can serve as an atonement for the wrong that you have done. Brothers, I end with one incident. In Bukhari Sharif, first volume, on the occasion of Hudaybiyah. Hudaybiyah was a test of emotions of the Sahaba, where Sahaba came and they were halted at Hudaybiyah, and the Kuffar did not give them access to perform Umrah. And then negotiations took place between the Muslims and the Kuffar. And then Urwa ibn Mas'ud came, and he was obsessed. He was really taken aback by the level of submission the Sahaba displayed before Nabi alayhi salam. He says, Wallahi ma takallama kalimatan, wallahi ma tanakhama nukhamatan illa waqa'at fi kaffi rajulin minhum. Whenever this Nabi spit, before he could spit, the saliva was grabbed by his Sahaba. They wouldn't take that saliva and smear it on their body. وَإِذَا تَوَضَّعَ كَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَى وَذُوئِهِ. When he performed ablution, they would fight for his water. And if perchance someone could not get the water, he would take his hand and rub it on the moist hand of his brother and apply it on his body. Perhaps today we don't have the water of Nabi alayhi salam, but wallah, we have the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, which has been thrown out of our homes, which has been thrown out of every aspect of our life. Nevertheless, the Nabi of Allah then compromises and he tells the kuffar, he said, today I'm going to agree whatever they tell me, provided they don't ask me to disobey Allah. Anything and everything I will compromise. They said, you will go back without Umrah. The Nabi of Allah said, agreed. The Nabi of Allah wrote, in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful, this is a peace treaty. They said, we don't believe in these two attributes of kind and merciful, erase it. The Nabi of Allah said, I will erase it. The Nabi of Allah wrote, this is an agreement between myself, the messenger of Allah, and the kuffar of Makkah. They said, the whole contentious issue is, we don't consider you as a Nabi of Allah. Take out this title that you're the Nabi of Allah. Sahaba said, oh, Nabi of Allah, but why must we agree? Nabi alayhi salam says, never mind, erase it. Then they said, if a kafir comes from Makkah to Medina, you don't harass him. But if a Muslim comes from Makkah to Medina, we will keep him. The Nabi of Allah said, it is on. Sayyidina Umar says, when I heard this, it came to a climax. I said, oh, Nabi of Allah, can I take you aside? Can I speak to you for 2 minutes? Nabi alayhi salam said, what is it? Alasna alal haqqi wa hum alal batil. Is it not what we do correct and what they do incorrect? Nabi alayhi salam said, correct. Alaysa qatlana fil jannah wa qatlahum fil nar. Is it not those that have died from the Muslims are in paradise, and those that died from the disbelievers are in Jahannam? Nabi alayhi salam said, correct. Is not Quran the final revelation? Correct. Then what's the compromise for? O Nabi of Allah, when you are saying we are correct, Allah is with us, everything is right, why are you compromising? The Nabi of Allah said, Umar, I am the Nabi of Allah and I will not disobey Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I said this and then I moved out. And then as my emotions settled, the thought crossed my heart. And I said, Umar, who are you talking to? And I asked myself, Umar, tomorrow when you will stand before Allah, and Allah will tell you, Umar, what gave you the rights to raise your voice before my Nabi? What will happen to you? It comes in the riwayat of Bukhari, this one unintentional mistake that Sayyidina Umar made, he regretted it lifelong. فَأَعْمَلْتُ لِذَٰلِكَ أَعْمَالًا He gave charity, he performed salah, he made hajj, he set slaves free with the hope that this can serve as an atonement for raising his voice in the presence of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, what wrongs haven't we committed? What sins haven't we committed? We make dua to the Almighty, Allah, he soften our hearts. O Allah, make us amongst those that can cry. Look at the Kaaba and cry. Stand up in moments of seclusion and cry. Think of your past. Those moments where you cry to Allah in solitude, those moments are very valuable to Allah. Those moments are very precious to Allah. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we can cry when listening to talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah soften our hearts that we do not regret on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.